Hi, I'm Neha.
Hi, I'm Afreen.
Welcome to Dramini Diaries.
Welcome to episode 11.
11 of this podcast where we read and react to Draco and Hermione
fan fiction. Why did I want to say that with you today? Sorry.
It's okay. But 11 feels like a big number because I think 10. I'm like, okay, 10 is like cute, but 11 is like, oh, we're in the double digits, baby.
10 was a milestone, but 11 is the journey.
It's the climb.
Yeah, exactly. Miley Cyrus.
She knew what she was saying.
So today, our episode.
Wait.
Oh.
Wait.
We always do this. I think I'm going to like start leaving it in when I edit because it's just going to be like, I never remember our intro.
It's fine. Do you listen to our podcast?
No.
Oh my God.
<I'm just kidding. laughs> I listen while I edit our podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, my Spotify is just like all of our episodes. Like when you click on our channel, it's like all of our episodes like played to various lengths. Sometimes if I don't know what I want to listen to, I just put us on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I listen to us on my way to work.
In the car, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I haven't been editing as much as you have. So I think when I edit and it's my turn, I definitely don't want to listen again.
Oh, yeah.
For the umpteenth time. You're so
right,
I get it.
This is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just me like when I'm editing, like to figure out a specific segment, it's just like I'm trying to finalize a little space, so I'm just like backing up in space again to play, so it's just like like
trying to delete all the So this is our third and final installment of Dramini Diaries holiday edition.
Mm-hmm. Holiday one shot slash one
novella.
Yeah
one
and baby fic.
This one I have to say it's probably my favorite.
Your favorite
out of the three? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well I feel like, yeah, no, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's my, I think it's, I don't know how I would rank them. I think I love A Stake of Holly because of Love's Bicca 8.
I love her writing.
I love
do
this
agree.
Concept for today's fic.
Yeah.
It's By the Book by Dark of the Moon.
Yeah, By the Book by Dark of the Moon. This is like less holiday, but more like wintry.
Yeah, and I like that. We needed a good mix.
If you could have used a magical element from Harry Potter these past 2 weeks, which one would you use and why?
Great question, Neha.
Thank you.
I feel like I always want to say something with time. But
do it.
Yeah, like I don't want a time turner. I don't want to go backward or forward. I just need to slow time down because I feel like the end of the year is hurtling towards me and I'm unprepared.
You're like, ah!
I would love like an 8 to 9 day week at this point of the year of December.
Yeah, it's coming to an end.
Dying for it. Yeah.
leaving for India.
I'm leaving for India.
You're going to be in India when this comes out.
I'm going to be
in
having
India.
A wedding event four years later.
Isn't it five?
Don't ask questions. No, it's like our anniversary was September, and that's going to be January, so I can't say five.
Okay, you're not going to run.
Not with like my whole chest, okay, at least.
Yeah. I'm so excited for you. I wish I could attend.
We will.
But also like being a part, like attending your 500 people
I'm stressed.
Like wedding event doesn't sound fun to me.
It barely sounds fun to us. I hope none of those attendees are listening to this.
Should I throw you a dolky? Am I a bad friend for not doing that?
Yeah, you are. Where's my dolky? I never had a dolky.
Really?
Yeah, but it's okay. All right, Neha. If you could have used a magical element in your life this past week, what would it be and why?
So I would have been in the UK and I'm going to the UK right now, mm-hmm. right? And I feel like I need those warming charms. Oh my Ooh. God. I know I need it. I'm going up to Scotland.
Yeah.
Which is great for this fic. But
so true.
I'm going up to Scotland, need me a warming charm. Or just like even when I go and I order a coffee or whatever and I walk down the street of like the
cold.
UK, within two seconds, I'm like, God, this is just
that's so
lukewarm.
Annoying.
Yeah. I need a warming charm and a stasis charm.
Stasis charm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Great answer.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So speaking of being cold, this fic.
I was like, where are we going with
By the Book.
Yeah.
Is a cozy little one shot.
It's a cozy read.
I really like it. Yeah. Basically, Draco has taken like after a 666 deal, which is the devil's number.
Yeah. 666.
6 months in Azkaban, 6 months without magic, and six mm-hmm. months on probation, he decides to do his like probation in or like
Scotland,
like a Scottish island.
Yeah. And the Isles of Scotland. Is that is an isle the same thing as an island?
Ooh, didn't do my research. Should we check right now?
Siri,
because he talks about the mainland and he's like, Siri, well, she had to go back to the mainland.
Is that islands of Scotland the same thing as the Isles of Scotland? She said, sorry, I don't understand.
Lol. A small island.
Oh.
Is an isle.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a small little island off of Scotland.
Okay.
And there's a little bookstore.
Yep. And this guy was basically like the original owner of the bookstore was like one of the few people that would like.
Yeah, he was take a squib. Yeah, he was a squib and he was like a list of people that were approved for him to go. Yeah.
Also, I think I'm going to start like saying my favorite tags from some of the fics that we go over because like I love tags. Or I like funny tags. Obviously, they're so necessary also. But yeah, in this one, it's like there's not a ton of tags, but there's intelligence appreciation.
That's a great tag.
Sapiosexual. Smut, of course, is a great one. Improper use of bookshelf.
Ooh, I liked it.
Spicy.
I will say I'm glad that you're doing the tags because I skip the tags sometimes because I don't want it to spoil me.
Yeah, sometimes I do as well.
But I love that we're doing it now. Yeah.
And then also my favorite, Draco Malfoy in glasses.
Oh my God, I love it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. But yeah, so anyway, that's all the summary that we should, that's all the information.
No, we didn't even put in Hermione.
That's okay.
There's a bookstore.
Yeah.
Put two and two together.
What do you think happens?
Okay. Go and read it and then come back.
Okay.
So, I love this writing. This writing is so good. I love that she's
really descriptive.
I love a description.
Yeah. And like really good description where it's not like too many words. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Overwhelming. Like it's not, I don't feel like any part of it is unnecessary. And I feel like she really does a good job at painting a visual picture.
Yeah. She starts it off by like describing this bookstore.
Yeah.
And there's like aisles.
Mm-hmm. There's a like man from Target. No, I'm just kidding. Sitting behind the desk of the bookstore. Mm-hmm. There's like the scent of wisteria coming through.
And coffee and pages.
Yeah.
And
worn leather, old parchment.
Yeah.
What does parchment smell like? Please tell me.
It smells like old paper. It smells like old book.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, paper has a smell. You know when it comes out of the copier?
I don't like that smell.
Really?
I do like the smell of like basement books.
Yeah.
Sorry, is that disgusting?
I feel like it has a little basement book smell.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. And those rows and stacks of books are just like, they don't mean anything. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're just like some books are shelved horizontally. Some are just like shoved in there.
Yeah.
Like there's no rhyme or reason.
That would drive me insane.
Yeah. And so Draco's just kind of like living this peaceful little secluded life.
Yeah. And he says that, and like this is also in third person. Mm-hmm. And it's like Draco likes all of these smells. Mm-hmm. Like he's like, it's kind of like his immortentia.
Yeah.
Like, ooh.
And so he opted for like a peaceful, quiet life instead of in the manor. His dad, Lucius, has gone mental, insane.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's in St. Mungo's and he doesn't even remember. It says in third person, which is really sad that he doesn't even remember a son, let alone that he like disowned him.
Yeah, because I think the manor's empty.
Yeah, and then Narcissa, after that happened, just like fled to France.
Yeah, I too would flee to France and leave my 20-year-old son post Azkaban in the Scottish Isles.
And so his like probation, his 666 thing was like 6 years ago or like 5 years ago. I think it was five years ago.
Yes.
So now he's like, how old is he now? Like 23?
Like 25. That seems like a stable age. I don't know.
Yeah. And so he, you know, he has probation and whatever. Mm-hmm. And he like goes to the Scottish Isles, like whatever, that's like bookstore. It's like Bernard was his
the dad.
Bertram's books.
Oh, yes.
Bertram's books.
Yeah.
And he works there.
Grandfather Bertram.
Yeah, and it used to have like magical and muggle books, which is interesting, but like after the first Wizarding War, he was like, "No, I'm just a muggle bookstore."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they use like muggle money and everything.
Yeah,
muggle money.
It's interesting that he decides to stay there. Bernard unfortunately dies like a year and a half ago before this. And and then Draco basically, this is his bookstore. He's the owner.
Yeah, he just never left.
And he lives at the top of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like kind of a quiet little
It's giving
life.
Morty from Cornerstone Books the right thing to do.
Yeah. And then he's just like having like a normal chill morning. No, a morning chill evening because
it's
the
Saturday.
End. Yeah, it's been a slow day. And I like how Draco just like reads like on the counter. He's just
He's not doing anything. He just has his coffee and he's reading his book. I think he's reading, I don't know what he's reading, but
he's reading fairy tales.
Yeah, he's reading fairy tales.
And Bernard really liked it. So he's like,
Also, his coffee's in a mug that says, "I'm a book dragon, not a worm." Please.
Okay. And it's like chipped too.
Yeah.
It's so cute. And then he's just trying to be like, should I close early? Oh no, like someone just walked in.
Ugh, the bell tingles. He's like, hi. Welcome in.
I like how he says that. He didn't hear like a hi back and he's like, this is why I love like book store people who come in because they just want to.
They don't need idle chit chat.
No.
I hear you so hard on that. It's like when you get into an Uber and you don't have to talk and they don't have to talk either, like the driver.
Yeah. When I was working at like Blaze Pizza, I remember anytime that the door would open and it would be a little like chime, it would just trigger me.
Oh yeah, I hate those little, I don't want people to know I'm coming in as a customer.
And as a worker, you don't want to work. Yeah. I'm just kidding. But Draco's just like, you know,
He's there.
He's
chilling.
Yeah. And then like a voice, he hears a voice and she's like, excuse me. Just kidding. That's not how Hermione talks.
Well, yeah, I think like he's just like, it's an hour before closing, blah, blah, blah. He has a tattoo exposed. He's just like, he's got his sleeves rolled up. Let's set the scene.
So sorry. She wrote so much description.
I know
we
she did. Yeah,
honor
yeah.
her.
Also, I love about his tattoo, like he has like the dark mark is faded, which I kind of like when an author like, you know, some people write that like the dark mark like stays just as vibrant over time.
No, I think it fades, don't you?
Yeah, I kind of support the idea that with Voldemort's death, because it kind of lived through him.
Mm-hmm. That's how he like tracked them and everything. Yeah. And it was like
it
moving
would fade
as well.
The longer he's been dead.
Right. But also in canon, like isn't when Voldemort starts to like get his body back or whatever, like get more powerful.
It's getting darker and
darker.
And
they're like moving because like what Karkaroff and Snape are like talking
about. It makes sense to me that, exactly. Anyway, so like there's the snake and skull, blah blah blah, but now it's covered by like the Narcissa flower.
And then his I thought it was funny that it was his own Draco constellation. He's like, I love myself.
He's like, I have to be my own biggest fan. There's nobody else out here. And also there's like the flowers are coming out of the skull's eye, like damn. Yaskified that Voldemort tattoo. But so I like that there. So there's the dragon constellation, there's some clouds in the sky, like how are you seeing the stars when there's clouds in the sky? But we don't ask questions, it's his
magic.
Tattoo exactly. So anyways, he's just like, I love, he's just like chilling. And then
And he cooks, like he goes to the shops. Like they're like describing his life, that he could have opted to like go back to the manor and have this like opulence, but He just really liked this. And it's a lot of the theme is that, or like the thing that keeps on repeating itself throughout this one shot is like how everything was really loud in the wizarding world for him. Like noise, like he doesn't like it. So he went up here and was just like, I have some peace. And
it's giving healing.
I really like it when in fix, when like he like excludes himself or like secludes himself from the wizarding world and like goes somewhere remote to like really see like what matters most to him. Cause I think his entire life has just been like the influence of others and like,
and
or his class.
In his
or,
mouth. Like, exactly. Yeah. And this is him like maturing into like his mental health is like getting better. He's better as a person.
Yeah. He doesn't have to live up to his father.
He realizes what's important and he no longer sees his wealth as like such a big flex.
And I also think it's like a lot of the issues with like the Draco part of the Hermione that people have is like, how can someone who is like so evil or so like immersed in this like negative ideology or whatever be able to like Hermione? And then this kind of like puts him
like, it takes him out of a 2D character type thing.
And like, he explains it later, but it's just like exposure therapy of like, muggles are like human.
Normal. Yeah. And he's like, they're not disgusting and smell horrible.
And I think it's like easier for like Draco and Hermione to find each other and quote unquote like fall in love or whatever when they're away from like the noise. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because she doesn't have the influence of like her friends and like
the pressure.
Yeah. And he doesn't have, you know, the influence of like his circles as well. And I think
Ron's not over there yammering in her ear, never leaving her alone.
He's only like mentioned once.
Buzz. I love that. But yeah, so then basically he just hears like, he has no clue who's in the bookshop.
Mm-mm.
She's like, excuse me. And then I think she's getting closer and closer to him.
Yeah. And
he's
just
not
like,
looking up.
No, he's immersed in his book. And she's just like, do you know where, can I get another copy of like
Goldberg's collection?
I think he's reading it.
Yeah. He's reading that book.
And he's just like, I don't know if I have another copy. Like it should be like in this aisle, like myth and folklore or whatever. She's like, I checked already.
Yeah. And she's like, do you have a ledger here?
And I like how he was just like, oh, and suddenly I'm transported into, you know, Madame Pince's library.
Back at Hogwarts. He's like listening to a swatty know-it-all.
He's like, little did he know.
Yeah, no, seriously. He's like, no ledger, love, sorry.
What the fuck is a ledger?
I think it's like a
like a database.
Yeah, like but a book.
Oh,
it's like how you used to check out, and also I think how you track inventory of things.
Okay got it.
But yeah, she's like he, she's asking more questions and he just gets annoyed and like slams his book shut. And then he's like, oh my God, it's Hermione Granger in the flesh.
And he's like, what are you doing? Checking up on me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it says it's been like 6 or 5 years or something.
Yeah. And she's like, you're the one in a muggle bookstore.
Yeah. I'm like, she's like, what the fuck are you doing here, bro? And then she's just like, she also is like, it's called Bertram's, not Malfoy's. Okay. As if he doesn't know that.
Yeah. He's just like, all right, you gotta go, like, bye. And he just like slams her out. He's like, I gotta go.
No, yeah, he's just like
kicks her out.
Yeah, she's I think looking for the owner and he's just like not telling her or something, because she's like, where's Bertram? And he's like, he's been dead for like 50 something years. She's like, where's Bernard or whatever?
Yeah. And he's like, dude, your information is so old. Like, what do you want
from
me?
Why does she want to come to this bookstore?
So basically, like Hermione, it takes 4 years for Hermione's parents' memories to be restored.
Yeah.
And then a year after that, like, her mom passes away because of a heart attack.
She needs a break.
I know. And so she just didn't feel like, I think she went into like a little bit of a depression because she quit her job. And she just felt like nothing really mattered anymore. Like work didn't matter. Like once my mom passed away, and so she's going on this like tour of self discovery, like going to all of these like famous little bookstores in all of the UK.
I love that.
Is on her list.
I love a Hermione Granger that like goes to find herself.
Yeah. Anyways, he has enough of her, and he's just like, "Get out. We're closed. Bye." And then it's raining, and she's just standing there. And he like closes up more, and he turns around, and she's still standing there.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Ugh, why do you think she's still standing there? She had nowhere to go. Like,
I think she was just like fumbling for like
what to do. Her itinerary wasn't.
Weather's awful.
Yeah.
She didn't have like a place to stay or something. Or I don't know.
She's
it's
like,
tiny town.
Yeah, she's like, I guess I'd better go to the inn later. And
I love
like,
how she was in there for like 3 minutes and they managed to get into a fight. Because she's like badgering him with questions about the bookshop and why he's there. And he's like, what are you doing in my shop?
Yeah.
And she's like, bruh, like, how is it? Like, obviously I'm shook to see you here. But yeah, anyway, he's like, weather's awful. I've been here for 5 years. Like, nobody comes here on holiday, shoves her out of there. But then he
feels bad.
Feels bad, invites her back in.
Yeah, and he's like, come on. And then he suddenly like, waves his hand and, like, and moves a couple of books. And then a stairway appears.
That was so cool.
I love a secret stairway.
Me too.
And then he goes upstairs and he undoes the wards. And then it's just, like, a little cozy little two-bed flat. And then he immediately starts cooking. And Hermione's like,
what the hell is going on? Also, when he invites her back in, she's like, I thought you were closed. And he's like scoffing at her internally because he's like, wow, she always obviously has forgotten how to cast like a basic warming charm. But then he goes, get inside before your hair is declared a new isle and taxed by the Commonwealth.
That was so funny.
I feel like that answered our question about what an isle is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so he's like cooking for her. I think he's making lentils. So brown soup. Of him.
Yeah. He took dal and he added
he's
water.
He's been cultured. Well, I guess like the Moroccans make a lentil soup. Oh, that's a little different.
Yeah, the Arabs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Arabs do too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Love it.
There's variations.
Mm-hmm. And then I like how Draco's just like, come on, I know your brain is like stirring, like come on out with it. Mm-hmm, and she was like, you literally can't blame me, bro.
Like, yeah, last she's time like, first I of all, you. What the fuck are you wearing? And he's like, what's wrong with what I'm wearing?
I like that he was like, well, I can't just dress like an investment banker.
Yeah, I work in a bookstore. And yeah. He's like, look at what you're wearing. And you go to bookstores. He doesn't say that.
And then he like offers to like give her a place to stay for the night. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They have some wine, dinner, they talk.
Yeah.
And then they have this like little routine, right?
Yeah.
Where, like,
well, I think the first day.
Because then he comes downstairs and
she's
actually
gone.
No. Wait, sorry. Why are we trudging ahead? Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
When he's just like, she's just like, I don't want to impose, like, you know, your flat is like small. And he's like, are you not a witch? And like transfigures the couch. I'm like, don't you have a second bedroom? I don't understand. But
why would he need a second bedroom?
But it's a 2-bedroom flat.
Oh, yeah. Wait, is it?
It is.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's he doing with the other bedroom?
I don't know. All of his trauma is just there. All the noise.
Wait, that's hilarious.
He's like, don't go in there. It's don't like wait and hope the unplottable.
Scary. Scary things happen in that room. So he doesn't want her to leave. And then I think does she transfigure the bed or does he do it for her?
He does it for her. Yeah. And then what do they talk about?
They're talking about transcendentalism. Ooh. Things to do around the town. I think he's like surprised by how like everything that they have to talk about. And then she's like, basically that's when she tells him about her parents.
Yeah.
He's like, and then he's like, why did you quit your job?
Yeah.
And she's like, why did you stay here after your 666 thing?
Mm-hmm.
And so they like, and they are surprisingly vulnerable with each other.
Yeah, and getting along really well. And this is when he says that it's just like too loud. In the wizarding world, and it's quiet here. And then also, I like that because we're only in Draco's perspective, it is third person, but mm-hmm. we're like, yeah. And in his inner monologue, he's like, Granger has no right to be turning into this beautiful girl.
I love this moment in every fic. He's just like, and you're just like blowing up your life. Or he's just like, what was the catalyst? And she's like, what, the catalyst for blowing up my life? He's like, she's like, what else would I do? I'm Hermione Granger. I'm going to go take a tour of all the bookshops.
She's like, follow your bliss or whatever.
Yeah.
And he like,
he thought that was hilarious. Yeah.
She's so funny and cute. And then, you know, they say their goodbye. So he's like, you can stay here. Like, let me clean the bathroom real quick. Like, that's so real.
He's like, there's a ghoul in my shower. She's like, what? He's like, no, just kidding.
Jokes.
Jokes.
And then he goes back in his bedroom and he like scrounges through like these notes and he finds like the letter that Hermione had written when he was in Azkaban, he decided to write her like an apology. Yeah. I don't know if he was forced to or not, but
I don't think so. I think he wrote a lot of people apologies.
Yeah, he was writing it with like the, like, he said it was like cheap ink.
Oh, yeah.
And she had written back being like, I appreciate your apology. I forgive you. And then like quoted something to him.
Oh, yeah. And he like remembers that quote. And also I thought it was so crazy when I was reading her letter that she was like, sincerely yours. I'm like, wow.
It's
a very personal sign off.
Hermione.
Yeah.
What was the quote that she said?
Well, first she was like, she ended it with like, I know you're capable of more. And I think that's really nice. But that's also so like swatty of her.
Yeah, it's a little condescending.
It's a little condescending. But I guess he took it well. Her quote was, do as the heavens have done, forget your evil. With them, forgive yourself.
Nice.
Couldn't tell you what that's from.
Winter's Tale, Shakespeare. Oh. She says it after.
Yeah. The next Did day. I absorb that information? Yeah. No.
You're like, skip to the smut.
Yeah. Okay. Low key. When do they kiss? But yeah.
The next day, it's just kind of funny that like they have this, like it's everything's just like normal. Like she just like stays over, and the next day he like does his little routine.
Yeah.
She like, does she get him pastries and coffee?
Yeah, because I think she asks about it the night before, and they're talking about like Muggle plays and Hogwarts days. Ooh, that rhymes. Yeah, and he's just like, she was also saying that like she was really stressed at her ministry job, and he's like, you need a 666 deal. She's like, why would I spend 6 months in Azkaban? What have I done?
And he's like, grown up to be such a pretty girl.
Yeah, he's like, had the audacity to look hot as hell.
Wee woo wee woo.
I wish he had said that to her, but no. But he is like, he's looking at her, looking at him because he has his glasses on.
Yeah.
You know she's eating that shit.
She's like biting her lip.
Yeah. Ooh, I love a lip. And bite her lip warranted at least a month in Azkaban.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
I like that he keeps forgetting to remove his glasses, and it's just like.
Yeah.
So that's why she's looking at you, dude.
Yeah, it's. Brownie points for you, my guy.
I know. And also he's just like, out loud, he's like, you know, you're like, your hair would become sentient. It's always damp in there. It's the closest you're gonna get to a compliment on it.
And then he like trails off because he like starts remembering Azkaban.
Sad. He like shivers.
Yikes.
Trauma.
Yeah. Then she goes out for lunch and comes back and like brings food, and he's like, and she guessed right, I do like salt and vinegar chips. Ew.
I like salt and vinegar chips.
Ew, do you? Why?
I don't know, but they cannot be good for you because they like cut up the roof of my mouth with like all that vinegar.
And like, is your stomach acid the acid eating from the vinegar back. Just like fighting with each other?
Oh, no, it's just like in my mouth.
And then she just like hangs around the shop.
Yeah, she's there like all day.
I know, goes out for like a bit, comes back and like reads. But honestly, if I was Hermione and like my mom had passed away and I quit my job and I was just like looking for something, like this would be like perfect. Like she gets to go upstairs, have a nice meal, nice conversation with a good looking man, and come downstairs and spend time in a bookstore.
And she knows he's not going to kill her because he's already had.
Because his dad already tried to kill her.
Yeah. That too. I like how it comes up every time. We're like, let's not forget, Lucy has tried to kill her. And here she is.
Thriving. With his son.
Ready to bang him. But yeah, I also think like, I think it's like kind of familiar. Like he's not bullying her, but they still have a rapport. A
bantery.
Yeah.
I love a bantery.
I thrive off of bantery. I think The Winter's Tale is what has the character Hermione.
That's where she was like, named after, because he brings it up when they go upstairs for like dinner.
I don't know shit about this play.
I haven't read this one. But because it wasn't, according to Hermione, like it's not his best. And like in the literature classes that I took, we never read that one. So Hermione was
stays again.
Yeah. But Hermione was named after one of the characters. Mm-hmm. And I like how he just like summons like a Shakespeare.
I know.
Book, because he's like, where's that quote from? And she's like, oh, it's A Winter's Tale. And then he flips over to it and he's like, oh my God, Hermione.
Yeah. She's like loving that, you know. And then she stays over again. And then I think the next morning is when she gets in pastries.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, she's so nice to you.
Well, and also, he is letting her stay.
Yeah, you're right.
I just think I was like, you guys didn't discuss like her timeline, like when she was going to leave.
No, I know. He's not wondering when. She has to go back, like nothing.
What? Yeah. Or her plans or anything like that, which is so wild to me. But you know what? We're in it.
That's fine. He's just zero questions are asked. He's like,
He's like, that's too much noise.
And that you're right about that. Yeah. And then I think like she's blushing, giving him like a croissant or whatever.
So cute.
I know.
And then they like talk more. Is this when they try to have like a little kiss?
Well, I think like he's asking like what happened. He sees her reading, I think, like Romeo and Juliet or something. Or I don't know how it comes up, but she's like, they're talking about like, they get personal.
Yeah, basically. They get personal.
And he's like, you didn't get married to Weasley or whatever.
No, I think he's talking about the first time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah.
And it, God bless that it wasn't Ron. That was yeah. so disappointing. You know, it was Victor.
Oh my God. I love that for her.
Yeah, same.
And then she's just like, yeah, Ron was like annoyed when he found out. Like he wasn't the first.
As he, and I don't feel bad for him.
No.
I love that. But also she like did it with Victor when she went to like visit him or something.
Yeah, before sixth year. Yeah,
bruh, your parents just let you go?
It's okay. They're dead now. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
Well, I always thought it was wild that Hermione's parents just let her like during Christmas holidays just be with like
go to the a Weasleys. Boy's house.
Yeah. And I'm just like, doing one A, spend time with your kid during the holidays and B, like,
no, I'm like fully monitor where married she is. And my mom gets so upset if I don't have dinner with her every day when I go home. She's like,
she's like, you have hello? Friends and yeah. a life? That's crazy.
Yeah, she's like, no, none of that.
Spend time with me.
Yeah. Only. And you know what? I kind of get it.
It's like she's already in boarding school in Scotland.
Yeah, you with never this
magical
see her.
Boarding school. Yeah. You don't see her. She comes home for the holidays.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, you want to spend time with the Weasleys? All right, bye.
That's how you know her parents are like loaded dentists. Like they don't expect to see their kid ever ship her off to boarding school and come out stable.
Yeah.
That's what they're used to. Anyways, what happens next?
And then he says that Daphne was his first.
Yeah.
And then Pansy, but they're best friends and they don't know. There's no way they don't know.
Bro,
Draco
they
doesn't
know
how girls work.
No, he's so dumb for that. This is the stupidest thing he's ever said. But also then he to get even stupider, he's like, and you and Potter ever did that?
Ew.
Are you okay?
I can't read any Hermione fics because I just can't.
Oh, Harry Hermione fics?
Yeah, no. I can't.
Yeah, sorry. I can't read Harry, and I would rather read Lucius X Hermione before I read Harry and Hermione.
Yeah, it just feels like the sibling dynamic to me. Yeah. They just don't go.
They give siblings so hard.
Yeah. What happens?
I actually don't even care about reading Ginny and Harry.
Really?
I'm not interested in them. They're giving me vanilla.
I love a Ginny and
they
Blaze.
They have no problem. Oh, I love Ginny Blaze.
Yeah.
Kind of tracks. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, he's just like, she's asking him, like, what about you? And she's like guessing Pansy, and he's like, a gentleman never tells. Like, bro,
okay.
You were all up in her business 1 second ago. Shut up. Don't even play. But yeah, so that's when she explains about like the sibling dynamic between her and Harry. And she's just like, it's so weird to see like people who are our age like getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're both just like, yeah, we're just having fun, like we love to have fun, because you know he's just been bringing up random muggle girls.
I love that for him.
Yeah, you know he could use some tension release. It's all that trauma.
right.
Just, I mean, how many options do you have? Like there must be like 4 girls that you're interested in on this aisle.
Yeah.
Or is he hopping aisles? Because at this point they all know that they're everybody knows. Everybody knows. But yeah, she's like, oh yeah, Ginny and Harry are getting married soon, just a small binding ceremony, blah blah blah, which is like foreshadowing because of like
what happens at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah,
yeah. Is this when they try to kiss? I'm like, when do they kiss?
I'm looking. Oh, also like they're talking about Shakespeare being a half-blood.
Oh, yeah. I always find it so funny.
I think
funny.
That's such an interesting thing that everybody started to write about.
Yeah, I think, like, I find it really interesting because it's just, like, are they famous or are they so smart or, like, talented or whatever because of magic or because they're muggles, because muggles don't have magic. And then, like, sorry, not to loop myself.
We're in this.
What was I saying? Okay, you know in Daytra Quay when, like, you know, she's just like, no, it's because that they're muggles that they can produce all of these like works because they don't have like magic isn't real for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how they're able to do it. And
that's where all of their creativity
gets
channeled.
And then Draco's always like, no, he has to be like in every like how yeah. in all these fics, he's like, no, he has to have a little drop of blood of magical
there must
blood.
Be some, yeah. At least a squib. But
I think it's funny that we learn in this fic that apparently Draco's like the descendant of like William the Conqueror. Cause she was just like, there's no,
yeah.
Cause he was like, I don't know, like the Shakespeare guy, like he seems like at least a half, but like yeah. all of his records are shoddy. And she's like, yeah, it was so old. Like, obviously,
obviously the records are shoddy. But yeah, that's when she's like, I kind of get it. And he's like, that he's like joking about like, oh, what do you get that Shakespeare's a half-blood? And she's like, no, like, I get that. She's like saying that she understands why he likes it there. And he's just like, oh, enlighten me, Granger.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's quiet here.
Yeah, because he's like, you know, it's, he loves the quiet, obviously.
Yeah. He's like, that's it. That's all you got.
she's just like, yeah, everyone like knows who I am, or like expects something of me, or like, it's just like a lot. And
she says like, I want to turn down the volume of my life.
Oh.
I think he really felt that.
Like, felt.
He was like a kindred spirit.
Yeah.
And then he was like, it didn't really take much more, because then he's like, you're just going to have to tell me to stop. And then he like kisses her. Because she was like, okay,
no,
I will.
No. Isn't he about to kiss her? When does he about to kiss her? And then the cat ruins it.
Oh, that was a while ago. Like, they were getting closer, but then the alarm went off.
Yeah, what the hell? I've never hated a cat
in my
life.
There's a random cat.
Except for that one cat.
Yeah.
And then when they go up, I find it so, like, awkward when, like, they go back up and then she's like, okay, night, night, like, bye.
Yeah, but then they keep talking, I think, because this is when they kiss.
This is the next day.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I never clocked that.
Yeah, this is the next day.
Lols. Wow. What happened the whole day? Nothing.
Same old, same old.
Same old, same old. Book, pastry.
Mm-hmm.
Armchair, dinner, mm-hmm. wine.
And he's just reading Shakespeare. Yeah. So this is the second attempt at a kiss, and first
Finally.
Successful attempt at a kiss.
Yeah.
And they start kissing, and it's like really, it's really steamy. Yeah. And then she's just like, "We should stop."
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
And then he's like, "Oh." And then I feel so bad. Like every time, like in a fic, like I feel so bad when like Hermione's just like, okay, stop. And then he's like, immediately his immediate thought is like, aww, oh, it's because I'm a Death Eater. Aww. And he like looks at his arms and he's like, I'm not good enough, like whatever.
Yeah, he was like, he knew exactly why she wanted to stop.
Yeah. Mm. And he looks at his forearm, so sad.
I don't really get why she wanted to stop.
So the next day
she's gone
and he's like, all right, well, gotta
back
start
to
my
business.
Day.
I know. Yeah.
And she comes back with like coffee and pastries and she's like, so sorry. Like, I, you know, I was gonna come back, but then, you know, Charlotte from like the bakery started talking to me and I couldn't not. And she said, this one's your favorite. And he's just like,
what are you doing here? Yeah. She's like shook that she's still here.
And she was like, it had nothing to do with you. It's more about me. And
oh, yeah.
And he's like, what is that? He's like rolling his eyes. Yeah. And I'm with him.
Well, first he's like, what are you still doing here? She's like, I'm on holiday. He's like, yeah, in my house.
Like, you know, we're exactly what I'm saying.
Is the holiday in the room with us right now? Also, Charlotte at the bakery, like,
it's
hella
a little
knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, knows what she wants to be doing there.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that's when he's like, yeah, like, I may have been the Dark Lord's worst Death Eater.
But I am self-aware. Draco, please.
Don't embarrass yourself like that.
And she's like, no.
You are. Everybody already knows.
Oh my God, he's such a beg sometimes. And then she has to be like, no, it wasn't you. She's like sighing. She's like, don't. Like, no, it's like.
It's not me. It's not you. It's me.
And he's like, I've heard this line in these muggle shops all the time.
Yeah. He's also like, what do you want me to think? You're sitting in this store all day, like, ogling me.
I do not ogle. She's basically
like, don't be ridiculous, Granger. All you do
look
is
at me.
Stare at him. Yeah.
Let me put on my glasses and you say that one more time.
He's like, if you want to turn down the volume on your trauma, a good shag will do it.
I like how he just like, dismisses everything she says, because she basically says like, how it's like, how she's just like a little traumatized. Like, she can't walk down the street without getting a little PTSD. And she like sometimes screams in her sleep, which is really sad. And
doesn't he already know that?
I don't know. Okay. I don't think so.
Okay.
And she's just like, sorry if I was being presumptuous. I'm like, yo, he wasn't asking to like go steady.
True.
I think he just, but I think to Hermione, she's like, this leads to this and this leads to this.
Something.
And this leads to this.
Yeah.
And I guess to some extent, like Draco as well, but he was just like, you're thinking too much. Here's a book.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you at the end of the day.
Yeah. He's also, yeah. What book does he give her?
He gives her like a book that he really likes. I think it's about war. And then she just spends That's the entire time heavy. Reading it.
Yeah.
He's like, this will quiet the noise in your brain for a little bit. I gotta go work. He's like, I like how he's like, I have things to do. I have to write my mom. I have to move some funds around.
Anything except organize this freaking bookstore, which is stressing me out this entire fic.
Yeah. And then he closes the bookstore.
Yeah. A little bit. They don't eat lunch together.
No.
Sad.
And then she's just like, do it again. And he's like, what?
Oh, yeah.
She's like, kiss me again. And I like that in his perspective, he's like, I've already had like a string of rejection. So you're going to have to make the first move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then she kisses him. She launches herself at him.
Ooh.
Finally.
Again, are they up in his apartment?
No, they're against
a bookshelf.
Yes. I love it.
Love a bookshelf. And she's like in it this time. Like no takesies, backsies.
No, no. And he's just like, oh, I'm going to go. You know, act out a fantasy that I had.
True. The Hogwarts library. He's like, I'm right back in the Hogwarts library.
I think it's funny that he's just like, can you be quiet? I'm like, who else is here? Like,
yeah, the cat.
Who's going to hear her? It's like Charlotte peeking out of her.
Oh, God, Charlotte. Go back home, bro. Good smut.
Good smut. That's great.
Yeah.
And then after she's like laughing and he's like, what's so funny? She's like, I'm such a cliche.
Oh yeah. Because he was like seducing a bloke in a bookshop was on your to-do list. And then he compliments her skirt.
Yeah.
Calls it a flirty skirt.
Flirty skirt.
Yeah. But she was like, actually technically it's the having sex in a library against the shelves. She goes, do you think this counts?
I need some partial
credit.
She's
like, great. She's like, let me.
He's like, can you grade me, please? Yeah.
Do I get an A, professor?
An O.
Sorry.
I like that after she's just like, are you hungry? And he's like grinning. She's like, no, I mean for food. Yeah. And then they go and eat. I like it after, like, I really like in fics when they show, like, them being intimate and then still, the like, after. The aftermath of just, like,
chilling
and eat. So they, like, go back and then they have dinner. And then he's like, do you know any Muggle card games? And she's like, yeah, let me show you. And she wins every single round and he gets frustrated. And she's like, well, I've been playing forever. And he's like, whatever, I'm going to shag you more.
Yeah, I definitely skipped right back to the shag. I wonder what made him curious about Muggle card games.
I don't know, but I like how he says, I learned that Hermione likes to take control and she likes to win. And he's like, and I just let her in. Yeah. And
he's
I love
like,
it.
Whatever gets you going. He's like, I cracked the code immediately. It wasn't that hard.
And then he wakes up before her. She's still like sleeping. And he goes about his day. And it's like so funny that he's like, yeah, smugly thinking to himself that he like tired her out. I'm like, oh, okay.
God, he's exhausted. She's not exhausted. She's not waking up at the crack of dawn today.
Yeah, he's like, that was the reason.
I like how he's just like no thoughts about when she's leaving.
No, like what was
he's
that?
Like, she's just here now.
She's staying now.
Just this is what it is.
And so she comes downstairs and he's like, hey, like, hey, sleepyhead. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. And he's just like, what do you want for lunch? He's like, it's too late to make it breakfast. And then it gets kind of sad.
Yeah. And she's like, if you want to order for yourself, like, I got to go. And he's like, immediately closes off. Like, Draco, you also can just be a little bit.
Yeah. But Brooke, couldn't you have said something like yesterday? Like, by the way. Oh, wait. I remember why she couldn't have said anything yesterday.
Why? Because they were too busy shagging.
Yeah.
She's like, no, it's not. He's just like, okay, got it. Yeah, got it. Okay, bye. Have a great trip. Like, if you want to shag again, like, I wouldn't say no. Like, he's so.
And he's like, you're not my first one night stand.
And she's like, you don't be like that.
God, yeah, relax.
She's like, no, it's my port key. And he's like, okay, bye.
She was like trying to squeeze in one more before she left. And he just shot that dream to hell.
And then he like holds up a book and like, he's like, I can't even read because I don't have my glasses, but I'm just waiting for Hermione to leave.
He's like, I can't even watch her go.
And then she like whispers a little goodbye and like leaves.
That's actually really sad. Yeah. And he's like holding his breath until she does. And then he finds his glasses. Thank God.
He finds his glasses. And then he's like, okay, I gotta go about my day.
Yeah.
And then he starts to go back to his routine that he did. Like he goes grocery shopping on Sunday. And then, you know, then he sees like the.
Refills his coffee beans. Yeah. Like.
And he sees the weather kind of changing. Like it's from winter to spring.
Mm-hmm. And he sees that Harry Potter got married.
Yeah. The wisteria has grown outside of this shop.
I love a wisteria.
I love wisteria.
And then it's springtime, basically.
And
he's drinking cold coffee. I hate that he needs a stasis charm.
Hello, yeah. Someone remind
you
him.
You should let him know when you're in Scotland. You should let buy the book Draco know about a stasis charm.
I'll be like, I know your secret.
You drink cold coffee. That's so embarrassing.
Disgusting.
In a chipped mug.
As a wizard, please. Do you know what I would do to have your magical powers and you're wasting it?
Specifically for my coffee.
But I did like how previously, like, he would warm up her coffee.
Oh, yeah. Without even having, like, she didn't even ask or anything. He just, acts of service, king.
So anyways, it's been like weeks at this point.
It's been a while.
Yeah. And he's reading and all of a sudden,
he's like waiting to close up the shop. And again. He hears, it's just a regular day.
And he's like,
The bell chimes.
He's like, oh, now I'm going to have to go tell this customer to fuck off out of my bookstore nicely.
Yep. Anyways, he's like, somebody in the bookstore is like, excuse me.
But do you have the fairy tale book that I asked forever ago?
He's like, oh, this voice sounds familiar. Now he's like.
And he doesn't look at her. He's still behind the book.
Yeah. And he's like, his heart skittered. Embarrassing. Why is that me? I understand completely. But yeah, she asked about like the Goldberg book that she originally asked about.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, are you sure? Like, you might find it like here and there. And what makes him put his book down?
Well, she like slides a book across the counter and it's the one that he gave her.
And she had taken it.
And he goes, the cheeky thing took it with her. I love how he thinks. apparently she like freaking put a bunch of notes in there.
She annotated it?
Yeah, she literally, a dozen bits of paper.
That's very
up.
Her.
I don't like that. I like to see the clean edges of a book. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's like, oh, somebody else was reading it? Probably sold it, love. And then she's just like, I think he's still not looking at her. And he's like, she's like, perhaps you could show me where it might be. And that's when he like lowers the book. And,
yeah,
like,
and he sees her. And he's
smirking at her.
Yeah, and he like sidesteps. And she has a suitcase
a
with
suitcase.
Her.
I like my suitcase. Why was I reading that like just a few weeks ago? And that's all I thought about.
and she's just like starts trying to like explain. She's just like, well, I had a porky and I couldn't cancel it. And then it was Harry's wedding. And then I was meeting my dad. And then he cuts her off because he's like, all of that was noise. And what mattered was that she came back.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, I have what you're looking for. Like leads her right back to the thing or whatever.
Yeah. And then.
Why does he lead her? Back to her bookshelf.
Back to where he put the book, basically. Yeah.
And he's like, well, this is a bookshop. You have to let things go when they need to, but sometimes they come back.
She's like, they do.
Aww.
Basically, her plan is to work at the bookstore and like help organize.
Yeah, you guys are going to be poor. How are you paying for groceries?
She's like, your bookstore is equally have been my savior and also the bane of my existence at how frustratingly unorganized it is.
Yeah.
But anyways, but she says it in a nicer way.
Yeah, she does. She's like, that's the thing about breaking the rules. You have to read the book.
No, before when she was like, I was in town.
Oh, she said I was in the neighborhood. And she was like, I thought I'd see if you were hiring. Might be nice to have someone help you shelve the books properly. It's a bit of a mess in here.
She was
had
right.
to be said.
Yeah. And then he's like, you have to do things by the book. I love it when a fic like mentions its name.
Yeah, true, true. I like it too. I'm like, oh.
And she's like, well, I like to break the rules and I read the book. So I know what rules to break.
Yeah.
She's so good at it.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm good at it, you know. He's like thinking to him, she was too good at it. He's thinking that to himself. He's like, you wouldn't want to get caught. And he goes, if anyone had read the book, it was her.
And then it ends.
It's so cute.
I love it. It was such a great one shot.
Yeah. This fic is also translated into Russian.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Da. So why do you think she doesn't contact him when she's gone for so long?
Yeah, like
because she loves the drama. She loves being dramatic.
She's like, for the plot.
She's like, I love a dramatic
entrance.
I'm gonna
let him miss me. He has to miss me.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
That was so presumptuous of her to bring a suitcase.
Like, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, like, wow, you. She was like, I know I got him.
He loved it, though.
He was like, I got him good. But yeah.
What do you think happens? Do you think they immediately live with each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's...
They already had, like, in those literal 4 days, they had a routine.
They're only in on one aisle. Like, what is she going to do? Move to the next aisle?
You're so right.
And that bookshop needs help.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. And then...
I love it. I think, like, they just immediately are together.
Yeah.
And away from the noise.
Yeah.
But I like
cleaning all that trauma out of the second bedroom.
I like how, you know, the whole thing about how he doesn't like noise or whatever, but he's like, but I like the sounds that Granger makes.
Oh, and
like, he just likes it, not only in like an intimate way, but like just like her, like just being
in
there.
His space.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I love about the writing on this. Like, the analogies are so good.
So nice.
Yeah. She did a really nice job.
It's just like such a great one to read. I feel a great wrap up for our holiday.
Yeah.
Edition holiday specials.
Yeah, I read this last year during holiday season. I think somebody, a creator, like featured it on like the best Dramione one shots for holidays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I loved it then, and I love it now,
and I love it forever.
Loved yapping about it today.
It's so good.
It's great.
I reread it last week because I thought we were going to record it last week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I reread it to get today, and I was just like, this is just, it just makes me like so happy.
Yeah. It's not fluffy, but it's like fluffy in like a great, like a Draco way.
It's like fluffy, but it's healing.
Yeah.
And the writing is great.
Yeah.
And it has great smut.
Yeah. And it makes me laugh, honestly. I think I laugh with the dialogue and also like just his inner thoughts.
It's so great when like a one shot has like makes these characters so multi-layered. I'm like, you're doing that in a one shot?
Agreed.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. The skill is there.
So good.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason why I love this fic, mm-hmm. or one of the reasons, mm-hmm. is that it romanticizes the life that I feel like.
Like the small town vibe.
Yeah, of like a bookstore living on top of it, like in Scotland,
yeah.
in the Isles, secluded from everybody. I know that I could never do that because I would be like, where's the Indian store?
Yeah, and where's TikTok?
Yeah, where?
Like when your Wi-Fi goes out, it's over for you.
But like it just like gives like the best, comfiest, coziest, like bookish, like running off, eloping vibe. And
I
love
that
for them.
True.
They elope.
Yeah. This a simple life.
Yeah. I like how you said before that this makes you laugh. And like it really does. And one of mm-hmm. the lines that I love is when Hermione's just like, why are you reading like Muggle literature? Like what got you into it or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, 6 months without my magic and 6 months on probation, like what was I supposed to do? Like be alone with my thoughts? Pass.
He's like, my manor library already has every book in the world from the wizards. I had to branch out now.
Yeah. It's so good.
So good.
Yeah.
Love this Draco.
What do you like about this fic?
I wasn't prepared for this question. I love how the characters are written, as I said, and I just think the thing that makes like I never get bored of reading it is because this Draco is like so funny. Like I like his inner monologue. And I think that's usually what gets me about a really good Hermione fic is when like the third person Draco POV is a double homicide.
It's really good.
It's really good. Yay!
I like how to wrap up this like holiday edition, I like that we had like three different Dracos.
Yeah, you had a soft, fluffy Draco.
Who was smug, but like a daddy Draco.
Daddy Draco.
Love
you
that.
Had a
Scroogey.
Teen Draco.
Angsty Draco.
Teen horn dog, angsty Draco. Bully Draco.
Yeah, and then you had a healed Draco.
Yeah, reformed.
Mm-hmm.
25, allegedly.
A bookstore owner.
And Scottish.
Muggle lover. No, Scottish. I'm just kidding.
Muggle lover.
Muggle born lover. Muggle lover to muggle
SWAT
born
lover.
Lover. Yeah.
Swatty.
Oh.
Muggle born lover.
I love it.
Yeah. Yay.
Yay.
Anyways, this is a great episode.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for listening. If you want to hear more episodes, please find us on Hermione Diaries at Spotify Podcast and find us on social media where we post content quite regularly. What are our handles, Neha?
Our Instagram is at Hermione Diaries and our TikTok is at Hermione Diaries Pod. Thank you so much for joining us for this holiday special. We ho-ho-ho'd it.
We slayed it.
Afreen, do you think we managed some mischief?
We jingled our way through this mischief, Neha.
Bye!
Not me, not Hermione.